You find yourself on your own little island, do your own little thing. So we behold, we look at His goodness. We understand that goodness, then we continue in that goodness. When He shows us His goodness, His mercy, then we continue in that, saints. That's what He's telling us. These are the rules. These are the things that gives us the strength to walk before Him with all integrity, knowing that there's no ought or anything in our hearts that will prevent us from getting into that place with the Father, that we will sense the fullness of His power. That we will sense the fullness of His power. He gave strength unto those saints at Colossians chapter 1. And we were all in this condition. Colossians 1:21. And sometimes we still find ourselves here. Colossians chapter 1 verse 21. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your minds, or in our minds by wicked works. Now we've all performed wicked works. We walk in His presence and still perform wicked works. When we began to perform wicked works in our minds, we are alienated from Him. We are strangers to Him. And that's why the enemy wants us to perform wicked works. He wants us to think wickedly. He wants us to perform things wickedly. Underhanded, a false balance. Yahweh doesn't want that. He doesn't want that. He says, we were alienated by wicked works in our minds, yet now hath He reconciled. He's brought us back, or He has brought us and bought us back. He said, in the body of His flesh through death, through Messiah, to present you holy and unblameable, unreprovable in His sight. What must we do? First of all, He gives us the condition. He tells us in verse 23, if you continue in the faith, and then you must be grounded. Continue in the faith, grounded. You got a good foundation. There's a good strength in your heart. Grounded. And what? Settled. Firm. Steadfast. Unmovable. Always abounding. Continue in the faith, grounded, steadfast. And be not moved away from the hope of the message which ye have heard, which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I am made a minister. We must continue in the faith. We almost also must be grounded. We got to have a good foundation, saints. Our foundation can be based upon these false things of this hour. We need a good foundation. The Messiah is that excellent foundation. He needs to be the strength of our lives. And everything we do, we look at Him and say, well, He done this. Consider Him. He endured much and great afflictions of those wicked ones. Unless we become very weary in our minds, we begin to faint. So as we continue in the faith, saints, we must become grounded. And we must become settled. You can't toss back and forwards. I believe Yahweh would take us from faith to faith. As He's brought me unto understanding even of His name and other things, that doesn't mean I've digressed. Or the things that I've learned and I've come to some comprehension of certain things. It is simply that they're amplified in a greater way now. They have a greater understanding and a greater meaning to my heart now. It brings a greater light. Because I understand personally the one who has implemented these things. So they have a graver understanding or a graver importance. We're not going into the kingdom without continuing in the faith. We must be grounded and settled. We must. And we cannot be moved away. Do you find yourself moved away from the faith? You find yourself going in a direction that faith doesn't command you to go? And a good place to begin is to go back to Hebrews 11. It's a good chapter to read. It took faith for Moshe to deny the pleasures of sin for a season, choosing rather to suffer with the people of Yahweh than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. And it's only for a short season. Barak and Gideon, men of great faith, and they trusted Yahweh. Those precious daughters of Zion that receive their daughters or their sons raised up from the dead because they had faith. And they were not moved away from the hope. They knew that Yahweh was able, for he is able to do all things. That which is impossible with man, Yahweh makes it possible with faith. And he wants us to have faith, and that faith must be a grounded faith, and it must be a settled faith. It has to be. Not this trust that believes him for a vehicle. Probably do as well to walk a little bit, wouldn't it? Hallelujah. Now, this is one thing that he wants us to continue in that we don't like to continue in. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. I want everyone to read those first three words with me when you get that. When you get it, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What are the first three words? Read it again. Now, every voice, what does it say? Now, we don't like that one. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Continue. Continue in prayer. And this is what we do in the morning and evening. That's not a continuous in prayer. That must be a continuous prayer life, saints. We must continue. Now, Shaul said this to those brothers. He meant what he said. He said, continue in prayer. And watch in the same with thanksgivings. See, when a man is continuing in prayer, we must continue in prayer. This is a generation that has no prayer. We are people that are not moved by prayer. There's not an affection for prayer. We can say that honestly. We don't have that burning desire. And we must continue in prayer. Continue. Our minds, we must always have this understanding of whom our Father is. And our thoughts always on Him. You must talk to Him. In your sleep. When you're awake. In the morning. And noonday. In the evening, we must continue in prayer. And as we continue in prayer, we must always be watchful. We must always be watchful. We must watch in the same. And know what Yahweh has delivered us from. We should always give Him thanksgivings. We should offer up the praises of thanksgiving and the sacrifices of thanksgivings. He wants that from our lips. He wants that. He said, with all praying, always for us, that Yahweh would open unto us a door of utterance, a place where we can preach, to speak the mystery of Messiah, for which I am also in bond. I am given to this. My life is given to nothing else but this. There's nothing else compel me but this message that must be uttered to the house of Israel and those that he has called and elected. I must speak it. And there's such a great urgency. There's nothing else in life that I value but this. That this mystery or this truth made known unto man. That the revelation of it may be revealed. That their hope may be solidified. And they can rest assured that what Messiah has spoken, that it is from the Father. We must know that. He said that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. I must make it known. As I speak this truth, I must live it. I must make it known that those that hear it will know that this truth is a truth that is spoken by the faith of Almighty Yahweh. That he has put in my heart, and because I continue in that love of the Father and the Son. We must continue in those things. We can't continue in our sins. We can't continue in our lies and our corruption and our evil ways. Because that alienates us from the Father. When our minds become wicked like that, it alienates us from the Father. These are the things that we must continue in. Joel says to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in transgression. So notwithstanding she shall be saved in childbearing, if they now, if this woman that has sinned against Yahweh, and the assembly has sinned against the Father, it has transgressed. I understand what he is saying here, what Shaul said to Timothy. But the assembly has this woman, this precious woman that he has called this virgin to be his bride. She has sinned against him. If they continue, look at this now. They must continue in the faith in the faith, all right, and now, and love and holiness with sobriety, with soberness. So not only do we continue in the faith, but we must continue in the faith with love and holiness. This is an unholy generation. The mindset, mind filthy and wicked things. We must continue in the faith now, and love, and holiness, and sobriety. We must be sober, clear-minded. Our thoughts, our hearts, clear, not encumbered with all kinds of sin. We must continue in holiness. Not only do we continue in the faith, but we continue in His love. Not only do we continue His love, but we continue with holiness too. And continue with soberness, to be sober. We must continue that. And when we find ourselves drunken, it is because of sin. Thank you, Father. So we must continue, notwithstanding she shall be saved. Now, if we, this woman, we shall be saved in childbearing. We bear forth the fruit of Yahweh. That's what a child is, a fruit. And so we must begin to bear forth the fruit of Yahweh if we continue now in faith, and if we continue in love, and we continue in holiness and sobriety. We must continue those things. Then our hearts not must be overcome with drunkenness and those types of things. The cares of this life brings us unto a seductive drunkenness whereby we cannot see the things of Yahweh. That's why Yahweh doesn't want us to be given over to these things in this life. It destroys the power of His truth and His love in your heart. It does. And it breaks the power of His love in one's heart. Look at the fourth chapter of the same letter. As Shaul speaks to Timothy, he says, young brother, you're an elder, you're a man that Yahweh has called. He says in verse 14 of the fourth chapter, he said, neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given unto thee by prophecy with the laying on of hands by the presbytery. He said, what you need to do, young brothers, meditate upon these things and give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Now, if we give ourselves over unto continuing in these things, our profiting will appear unto all. Now, when our profiting doesn't appear to all, it's because we are not meditating upon the truths of your way. So that's why we are stressed out, downpressed, oppressed. He says to Timothy in verse 16, he said, Timothy, take heed unto the brothers. Now, that is something that we don't do, do we? He said, first of all, take heed unto thyself. And unto the doctrine. Not doctrines, but doctrine. And Messiah is that doctrine thing. He said, continue in them. He did not say it, but he said, continue in them. Those things that you have been commanded to meditate. We should meditate upon His word. David meditated upon the word of Yahweh constantly. I meditate upon thy word day and night. Now, most of the times we meditate upon carnal things. Not the things that our profiting may appear unto all. See, as we began to grow in the dynamics of Yahweh, our profiting are what things that the Spirit that is imparted into us are the fruit. Others ought to be able to see that. Our profiting ought to appear unto all men. They will know. And they can see the great fruit of Yahweh in our lives. It says, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear you. You do these things. Take heed first of all to yourself and unto doctrine and continue them. And if you continue those things, not only will you save yourself, but those that hear you, they will be saved. They will also be saved as well. We must continue in the faith, says. We must continue in Yahweh's love. Despite what the world says, despite what others do against us. Despite your emotions, we must continue in those things. Because once we fall out of that continuation, we find ourselves walking in a different direction. And once you find yourself walking in a different direction, then you're not walking in the things that you have learned. And you must walk in those things in order to that your profiting may appear unto others. And that others may see these things in your life. It has to be that way, saints. And it must be that way. 2 Timothy 3:12. 2 Timothy. Job says, yea, and all that will live holy now in Messiah, Yeshua, shall suffer persecution. Now, if you live holy, you're going to suffer. If you're in Messiah and you live holy, you're going to suffer. He said, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Now look at what Shaul tells him in verse 14. He says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. And the things that Yahweh has taught you, you must continue in those things. And he says, I want you to know one thing, and those things that you have been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them of. He said, know the one you have learned them of. Know the spirit. Understand where they have come from. It's something how that people think that they know, and they know everything. And they do not believe that Yahweh deal with men today, but they think that they are the ones that hold truth. And yet they will turn their hearts away from those like they did Shaul, Alexander the coppersmith, Demas, they all forsook him. All men. They did. And they think they're going to find someone that's going to impart unto them a great truth and a great revelation. That is a very unstable one. And they will never come to the fullness of Yahweh's knowledge and understanding. No, they will not. And that's the truth. And so they began seeking not a love for truth, because it is one thing that truth does is cuts you. It exposes you. It shows you your fallacies and your insufficiency. That's what truth does. And so what folks want today, they want flattery. You show them what they are worth. We are nothing. Nothing. Our bodies are just like a blade of grass. One day it's alive and the next day it's withered and it's gone. And so are your bodies. The only hope we have is the faith that we have in Messiah and the life that is in us by the Spirit of Yahweh. There's a resurrection. And there's a hope, saints. That's our hope. Nothing more. He said, continue in those things that you have learned, that you have been taught. And be assured of who you have learned them of. Judgment is what Yahweh was saying. See if I have done any man wrong. I have stolen, robbed the house of the daughters of Zion. I warned those in Ephesus that I knew what was going to take place. Grievous wars was going to enter in. And amongst them were going to rise up men that were so corrupt they were going to destroy and scatter the flock. And that's what is transpiring in this hour. The war spirit is raging in the earth. James gives us a good revelation here. In James 1:25, Messiah is that law of liberty that Yahweh has given unto us, that we can enter boldly into the presence of Yahweh. James 1:25, but whoso look into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer now, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. You cannot have faith without works, or works without faith. You show me your faith, then there must be works. And if you have works, there must be faith, saints. And that is works of righteousness, that the zeal and the spirit of Yahweh rests upon you in a mighty way. What way is that? Why did you say that, preacher? Is it just simply that everything that we do is to bring forth honor and manifestation unto the Father, that the works have been finished on Calvary. And that Messiah finished the works. The only thing we got to do is have faith in the words of what he has done and walk in it. That's why we cannot walk in the mighty strength of Yahweh. We say we do, but we don't. We need his mighty power for this hour that we're up against. Through much tribulation, we're going to enter in. You're going to need strength in this hour. You're going to need the strength of faith. You're going to need the strength of his love in your heart. That you suffer those things for the sake of him. That's the only way you're going to enter in. And that is the truth. You're not going in any other way. I want to close this with 1 Yohana, 1 John chapter 2. This is a good close you hear. 1 Yohana, 1 John chapter 2, verse 22. Who is a liar? But he that denieth Yeshua is the Messiah. He is anti-Messiah that denieth the Father and the Son. He is anti-Messiah that denieth the Father and the Son. He denies the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same have not the Father. But he that acknowledge the Son have also the Father, have the Father also. He said, look at this now. Let that therefore abide in you, or let that continue in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you now, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. You can't continue in one without continuing in the other. So we must continue in the Son and the Father. We must, saints. You can't deny one or the other. You cannot. You must continue in the Son. Because in the Son, you find assurance of the Father. And as you continue in the Father, you find the hope of the Son. It is like an avenue. It's like a complete circle, just like that. You always come back to the same spot every time. So you must continue in the Son, and you must continue in the Father. You must. You must. And we can't continue in our own ways, in our own beliefs. There's only one belief, and that is to continue in the faith that Yahweh has sent His Son, that we continue in that truth. And that truth will continue to bring us to the truth of the Father. And as we continue the truth of the Father, it will continue to bring us back to the truth of the Son. We must, saints. It's crazy doctrines that are going out. That's why Shaul said to Timothy, you know the doctrine. You know where you have learned it from. Continue in that. Don't allow anyone to destroy that in your heart. So let us begin to press to continue in the word, saints. Continue in the love of Yahweh. Continue in His faith with holiness, with sobriety. And we must continue in the Father and in the Son. And we do that. Once we begin to do that, we're going to see the great strength and the great power of Yahweh in our lives, that no weapon truly formed against us shall prosper. And we shall overcome every adverse situation of hell, and will become more than conquerors. He has not made us to be conquered. We are the conqueror. We overcome the wicked one and the forces of hell. They don't subdue us, because we have the mighty weaponry of Almighty Yahweh. That's what we have. As we've done all to stand, to stand. In what? And those things that we have been walking in. And it's going to start in continuing in His word. May Yahweh bless you tonight. May give you great strength and peace in your minds. May cause your hearts to rejoice in the faith. Because in this hour we're going to need faith, saints. We are. This world is crumbling. It's headed towards hell, what it is. Man today loves only man. And his love for man is superficial. It's not a genuine love. It's false, saints. We must love Yahweh with all our heart, soul, and all our strength. That's what Scripture says, to love Almighty Yahweh. Now, I know what renditions say to love God, but we must love the Father with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, and all of our strength. We must love Him. We must love Him. If you can't love Him, now He said love Him. First of all, love Him. That's what Messiah tells us, to love the Father. See, in that love, we can continue the love of the Son, because the Son certainly loved the Father, because He obeyed His commandments and kept every commandment that He gave Him to keep, that He assured us. How do I know He assured us? Because all the Father gave Him, He lost none except the Son of perdition. That's my assurance. That He did not lose any that the Father gave Him. He did not lose any. There may be many not given unto the Father. Now, the Father didn't give many unto Him. All right? May Yahweh bless you. Keep your minds fresh on the Father. Don't get so spaced out. It's so easy when we come before Yahweh. We put our minds on everything. Something is wrong in our spirit, saints. That's the only thing that's going to keep us in this hour, the truth. Don't get so drunken so easy. Don't be so drunken. This is a drunk generation. Now, folks will be up all night cooking chitlins and everything in his ham. Or this Thanksgiving, they're line dogs. They ain't thankful. It's going to be hell raising and sin and drunkenness. That's what it's going to be tomorrow, drunkenness and ball games and all that filth. chitlins and hog meat and all that. That's not of your way. I won't be a part of it, saints. It's part of this season of Mithraism. That's all it is. That's it. If you really do a little research, we're so lazy and so tribal. We know we will read some old crazy book, some fictitious book about some love affair. When it comes to getting something that is solid and sounding, a sound for us, we don't want those kinds of things. We like trash. And that's why this nation feeds this generation with trash, just trash. Look at that thing over that basketball player. That's all folks talking about. That a fool, he was a fool. That's one of their gods. What do they expect? He ran the stand act like a fool, fighting. And that's all they talk about. This ball player, I don't care what you talk, the ball player. The American people are such a dumb people. We love just frivolous entertainment. They're more concerned about a ball player. That's what they're concerned about. Somebody bouncing a ball. Now, that is just ignorant. I will not. You think I would get $50 to go watch grown men that just bounce a ball? No way. I've never done it. No way I would pay $50 to go to a game and watch somebody bounce a hoop. Man, I'd rather go out there and bounce it myself. If I did that every day like they did it, 365 days a year, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours a day, I'd be as proficient as they are. That's why if you practice, old saying, practice make perfect. You practice. Yes, sir. You got to practice every day and all day. That rules everything. I want to read this one little article before I close. Listen to this, saints. It's an article by Brent Aaron of State Street, Tuesday, November 23, 2004. Listen to this. Stephen Roach, the chief economist at investment bank giant Morgan Stanley, has a public reputation of being bearish. But you should hear what he is saying in private. Roach met with selected groups of fund managers downtown last week, including a group of Fidelity. His prediction? America has no better than a 10% chance of avoiding economic Armageddon. Press were not allowed into the meeting. Now, this did not come from some kind of conspiracy site. This is regular news, all right? Press were not allowed into the meeting, but the Herald has obtained a copy of Roach's presentation. A stunning source who was at one meeting said, "It struck me how extreme he was. Much more, it seemed to me that in public, Roach sees a 30% chance of slump soon and 60% that will muddle through for a while and delay the eventual Armageddon. The chance will get through okay. The chances will get through okay, 1 in 10, maybe." In a nutshell, Roach's argument is that, listen to this, America's record trading deficit means the dollar will keep falling. And if you all read those papers that I bring in, you can see how the dollar is falling against the euro. It's just tumbling, saints. You understand what keeps this nation afloat. I'm an ignorant man. I know what keeps it afloat. It is investments that come from China and Japan and Korea and Germany. The dollars. When 12 o'clock comes, that GPS, that global tracking system, what happens, saints? When everything closes down in America, when everything, the banks and all, that's why they all close down at a certain time. When they close down at 5 o'clock, you must understand that the Nikkei market is over in Japan. Nissin market in Korea. Those markets are open. So every dollar in America, all your money in the bank, it is transferred electronically overseas every night. Boom. And they invest money. They lose, they gain, they lose. That's how it's done. And if it wasn't for the monies coming into America, then woe unto us. Now, because the dollar is falling, then nobody's investing money. They're pulling their monies. It's in the paper all the time in the USA Today. They're pulling them. They're not investing their money in America's stock or anything. It says, America record deficit means the dollar will keep falling. To keep foreigners from buying T-bills, treasury bills, they buy those long-term treasury bills. They may buy a million-dollar bill that in 10 years is going to pay them 1.5. That's sure money now. So they're not buying treasury notes. And prevent a resulting rise in inflation. Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan will be forced to raise interest rates farther and faster than he wants. The results? U.S. consumers who are in debt up to the eyeballs, and 90% of America is, will get pounded. Least a case of Armageddon maybe than the perfect storm, wrote Marshall, alarming facts to support his argument. Look at some of the facts. The finance isn't current account deficit with the rest of the world, he said. This is what America has to do. Listen to this. America has to import $2.6 billion in cash every working day. They must bring that kind of money in every day. $2.6 billion in cash. You see what Congress just did before the break? It's an ignorant generation. So they went above the seal of their borrowing limit to $8.8 trillion, $100 million. Do you understand that? The whole worth of America is only worth $10 trillion now. But they can borrow that kind of money. And so what America does, what they do, they tell you, we're not going to raise taxes, but they borrow the money. We're such a bunch of dumb heads, we don't see what they borrow by the trillions of dollars. They don't raise taxes, but they borrow money. Well, how do you pay the money back? If you borrow the money at 3%, and then all of a sudden the rate goes up, and you got a floating rate that goes up to 10%, how do you pay it back? Where does the money come from? We got time for Barbie dolls and everything. We got time for every kind of foolish thing there is. We don't want to be taught. We don't want to learn nothing at all. And that's the truth, saints. And that's what America does. She brings in 2.6 million cash every day. That is amazing. 80% of the entire world net saving. She uses everything. We are consuming people. We use 25% of all the gas. We use 25% of all the natural gases like propane. We use 25% of the world's electricity. 300 million people. Come on, saints. We don't give a nickel worth of wrath down about that. We don't care. But she's going to fall and it's going to crumble hearts. Oh, I know we don't think that. But it's coming down. His mother going to evangel hearts. Will always tell me. Whatever man does, Brother Roberts, look at what it is. Anything that he devises or brings forth, he's going to use that. And man has brought forth an economy that is based upon the fictitious numbers and everything. And Yahweh said, these people do not come out of this trash. Don't be a partaker of it. Don't get your hopes settled in these things of the world. Don't get your hopes in finance and all these things. Because it's coming down. She's going to fall like a drunken Jezebel. Sure she is. Whether you believe it or not. She says, meanwhile, the household debt is at a record level. 20 years ago, the total debt of U.S. households was equal to half of the size of its economy. What? Do you hear that? Do we even understand? Where does that money come from? How do you get that? How do you make more money than actually it's there? Well, if you begin to print more money, you're going to cause hyperinflation. How do you do it? So this is a false economy. And I know that for a fact. Today, the figure is 85%. Nearly half of new mortgages borrowing is flexible interest rate. Yes, sir, that's why they do it. Do you understand that? Do you understand the wickedness of these men? You borrow a house, you know I got an amortization on my system over there. You buy a $100,000 house, you know how much you pay for it over a 30-year mortgage. Do you know how much you pay for it at about 6%? You know what you pay for it? Can I tell you? It's around $236,000. Is that not an abomination? That's wickedness. And that's why most lenders, after a while, you know, can I ask you, what do they put up for the house? Nothing. And after a while, what they do, you pay your note to Bank of America, and all of a sudden, after about 12 years, they sell it to somebody else. Because they'll make their money, honey, more. That's, I tell you what, I'll sell you this rest of this loan. They make good payments. They make another $10,000 off of that $20,000. And they can't refinance that. That's crazy. Yahweh doesn't intend for his people. He never intended for that, saints. He never intended for us to be in that kind of bondage. And that's the truth. America is already spending a record share of disposable income paying their interest bill. Now, that's what they pay. Just the interest. And interest rates haven't even risen much yet. You don't have to ask Wall Street economists to know this, of course. She said, you don't have to go there and ask them. He said, watch people wielding their credit cards this Christmas. They don't have a nickel. They're going to throw them out. They're proud of that too, boy. They flip that thing. Well, which one do I use? Well, this one is rejected, Mr. Roberts. What? But that's a good card. You have never seen him do that? I got money over there. I heard. Well, give me that one. Try that one. I'm sorry, sir. It's not enough. What? I just paid the bill. That's right. So they finally flip out one where they got just enough on there to do it. That's what they're going to do. See, that's what they're serving their God. That's what he's making them do. Just bringing them under the great bondage. That's what he does. Christmas. These folks traveling all the United States just eat some chitlins and fatback. It's not Yahweh. Roach analysis isn't entirely new, but recent events give it extra force. It says the dollar is hitting a fresh low against currency from the yen to the euro. Do you understand what... Now, see, I'm not smart, Saints, but I just like to keep up with these things. You must understand that China, you're talking about 1.1 billion people. And what they do with their currency, China just let its currency float. I was showing who that other day. We were looking at Elder Martin, looking at currency. He wanted to know, he said he had 10 pesos. I said, it's not worth nothing. I mean, what would 10 peso be if I change it for a dollar? I said, you get about 10 cents. So I was showing him what some of those countries, you get $40,000 of their currency for one American dollar. I said, look at this one. That's Elder, $47,000 for $1. And so what China does, that's why you understand that why the goods are so cheap from China? Because the currency floats. And they base their currency. See, that's one thing these presidents can't do. They can't get China to put a fixed value for money changes on their currency. She won't do it. She knows so. We see what the market says. Okay, that's what you can buy our currency for today. They don't do like America. It's not based upon America's currency. It's based upon her wealth. And the total wealth of America is $11 trillion. The whole wealth of the world, listen to me, Saints, I'm not a rocket scientist, just simple understand. The whole wealth of the world is like $45 trillion. And America is over 10% of that. And she's broke. She's broke. Hallelujah. You can get one of those little time world almanac and find out all this stuff. How about one every year? I like to read them. I just keep me one in the bathroom when I go in there. I just read, huh? It says it has farther to fall, especially against Asian currency. Analysts agree. Now analysts agree. The Fed chairman was drawn to warn on the dollar and interest rates on Friday. Roach could not be reached for comments yesterday. A source who heard the presentation concluded that a spectacular wave of bankruptcy is possible. I was just reading the other day what Donald Trump said. That's how you stay rich. That's how you make his money, by bankruptcies. And they're making it hard for a small man to file bankruptcy. But for the rich one, they're not doing that. Smart people downtown agree with much of the analysts. It is undeniable that America is living in a debt bundle of record proportion. But they argue there may be an alternate scenario to Roach's. Greenspan might instead deliberately allow the dollar to slump and inflation to rise, whittling away the value of today's consumer debt in real terms. Inflation of 7% a year has real value in a decade. See, they talk in a way that you really, unless you read what they're saying, you don't even understand it. They don't intend you to. They intend to keep you dumb and watching Housewives and Ron Artest acting like a fool. And that's what they want you to watch. Some kind of, what do they call these stories on television today? These, what do they call them? Not the soap operas, I mean these reality shows. And there's a bunch of foolishness and craziness. It may be the only way out of the trap. Higher interest rates or higher inflation, either way, the biggest loser will be the long-term lender at fixed interest rate. You will not want to hold a 30-year treasury, which only yields 4.8%. See, this nation is going to come down. The currencies, She's fighting a war. I was reading whereby Mr. Bush was ready to fire on Iran right before the election. When they go, I believe he's going to do that now. And he's going to cause a whole hell to rise up in those countries. They already hate us. I don't care whether you're white or black, they hate us in America. They don't care who those bombs kill. They've labeled them all terrorists now. Everybody use that word, them terrorists. No, it was just that those men got on those planes and they bombed them up. Huh? Those old Arabs over there, they terrorizing one another. They're the one terrorizing America. Did she start going over there raising hell and bombing? She should have went on out to Bin Laden. If he's the man, go and get him. Track him down. We can find a drop of duck bush in a haystack. We can't find him. We can take one the cow plopped 2 days ago. And you can't find him. Something's wrong. He's supposed to be this ignorant thing. His whole infrastructure is crumbled. Find him. And they go bomb a country to hell. Just tear it up. The babies over there suffering. They say that's who's suffering the most over there now. The little children sick. Sewage is bad. Diseases. Everything creeping up. Oh, that's not going to happen to our little pretty babies. Little fat Hannah, you watch. It is. Death's going to fill the streets. You can have a nutty mouth all you want to and say it's not. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. And this nation has shown that. Because we got to have the gas. We got to live this way. We got to live that way. Instead of living simple like y'all intend for us to live. When it all crumbles, you don't have to worry about nothing. It's got a little bread to eat. The fools, you'll be thankful. You're going to be thankful then. No, it's not going to be. You're not going to. It's not going to be much to spend. No money to spend. Sure it is. You're going to find out what you'll sell your soul for then. God never intended us to be encumbered by this world and the system. That's what we took. He even caused that to happen to Yosef to go into the bondage of. He put him in Pharaoh's house, in Potiphar's house. He had a Jezebel wife that went after him. And yet, because he was a man of Yahweh, when the Pharaoh had a dream, he needed somebody to interpret the dream. And there was only one, the old butler, Yosef. And he told him the dream. He put him there for a purpose. He did not cause Israel to intermingle with all of them. He set them in a place called Goshen. Separated them. Gave them labor, even though they built the bricks and all that. They furnished the straw, they built bricks, and they worked this city. And yet they multiplied. They had great riches. They had it. Sure they did. Even though they were being oppressed, they still had it. Even though they were oppressed by their taskmasters. Yahweh blessed them. The more they oppressed them, the more they grew. And the more blessed they were. They were because they were his. Sure they were. They were his. And then when he took them there, he set them there to show them one thing. Now when I take you out of here, I want you to worship me. And they went out there and started worshiping calves and crazy mess. Bunch of fools. That's what happened in America. They worship everything. Baptists, Methodists, Pentecost, everything. They don't know Yahweh, saints. They know they're gods. Now, this nation is full of gods. Now, that you say what you want. It's full of gods. It's full of them. But they don't know the mighty creator. They really don't. That's why you got so many whole houses on every corner. You got a whole house on every corner. And they say, oh, I love God. And they won't even fellowship with each other. Let me come in there. Bring you little 10 whole houses, get together. Let me come preach. All right? And I preach in the Jesus name. And I preach in the name of Lord God. And they will curse me. And that's the truth. They will cast me out. Sure they would. Not that many people that love the Father. Not that many people saved saints, I'm telling you. I don't care what no. And not many people that are really sincere. There are people that know a lot of things. But that don't mean nothing. Because you know. The thing is not just what you know, it's what you live. It's more than what you know, it's how you live. Sure it is. You got to live right. May Yahweh bless you, give you strength, give you great peace tonight and rest. Be encouraged, saints, to stand to our feet. And so we find a home, we say the King is coming. He is coming too. Sure is. Don't get caught up in this world activity, saints. I'm telling you, you don't need nothing. You don't need nothing. There ain't nothing you need. You got food, raiment. You got clothes, be content. You got more. Everybody do not have a pair of shoes? All right, then. Everybody got to change clothes? Okay, then that's good enough. Got some wood to stay warm tonight? Got some water? All right. We got more than enough. Man, what a blessing. The children and families over there in Darfur tonight, over there in Sudan, boy, they wish they had something to eat. Man, they wish they had something to eat. They're hungry. The Ivory Coast, they're hungry. They're dying. They are dying, they're dying, they're dying, they're dying, they're dying every day. Have nothing. Nothing to eat. Not a piece of bread, not a rice. Nothing, nothing. There's nothing to cry. They can't cry. What do they cry for? Ain't no tears coming out. They can't cry. They can't cry. You can't see. Their mothers don't cry. They can't cry. They don't waste energy crying. They're sober, somber. Say, man, what I do? They take one day at a time, truly one day at a time. They watch their children die. They watch their husband die. They watch mama die. This is a wicked nation. You don't know what it says. It's a wicked nation. Very selfish, wicked, corrupt nation. It cares about nothing and no one. No one. And that's why y'all were even in this kind of living. He wants us to care for the body. It's easy for you to care about for yourself. I want for me, myself, and I. That's easy. I watch the dogs do that. I can throw food in there. I can give them dogs the same amount. You know, Shaka? He's a big, fat hog. He is. He eats up. They're growling each other. And all of a sudden, when he finishes eating his, he gets the sniffing. He's going to take the rest. Dust it. And he takes the rest. I seen him bite the chocolate, blood. I seen him do it. I was watching it. Bite his neck, blood running everywhere. And had the same amount now. That's the way this nation is. We've been taught that way. We've been brought up that way. And God, we never intended for us to be brought up that way. Or say, it's more blessed to give than receive. That's the truth. He gave it all. May Yahweh bless you. Father, bless your people. Go with them, I pray. Touch us all. Give us great strength. For I pray in Messiah's name. Yahweh bless you all.